This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. Have you heard the old story of the hen and the pig? They were walking down the street and came to a church with a sign, and the sign said, "Help the needy." And they started to talk about this, and the hen said, "Look, I know how we could help. We could give them ham and eggs for breakfast." Well, the pig wasn't very happy. He was, in fact, horrified. "That's all right for you. For you, it's only a contribution, but for me, it's a total commitment." You see, the pig knew what that meant, and he wasn't having any part of that. Well, I want to talk today and again tomorrow about this word sacrifice. It's not a very popular word. I think instinctively we know what it is. How many mothers, for example, have sacrificed hours of sleep trying to get their baby off to sleep, or spent their last savings, for example, on their children's education? There are many examples of sacrifice in day-by-day living. So what's the biggest sacrifice that you've ever made in your life? Now, I think that's a really interesting question. I read online about a girl who said, "Offering my brother bone marrow when he was sick, that was the big thing I did. No one else in the family came forward." And she said, "That just shocked me." Someone else said they moved to another country at the age of 21 to be with the love of their life. They left their family and friends and all their belongings behind. There were no regrets. So that's a sacrifice. One lady gave up studying at university to take care of her autistic son and her daughter. There were no regrets in that either, but it was a very difficult experience. And I like the story of the dying girl whose only hope was to receive blood from someone who had recovered from a disease like hers. And when the doctor found the family, he explained what had happened and knelt down next to the girl's little brother. "Son," he said, "you recovered from this disease several years ago, and now your sister needs your kind of blood to make her well. Would you be willing to give your blood so that she can live?" Well, the family stood around this little boy waiting for his answer, and he gave it some serious thought. He swallowed the lump in his throat, and he said yes, he would give his blood. Well, the nurses placed the boy on a bed, and they began taking blood from his arm. And for some time he just lay there saying nothing, watching the blood flow from his body. And finally, he looked up at his parents and said, when will I die?" That's when the family realized, and they hadn't realized before, the extent of the boy's sacrifice. This little boy was actually willing to die so that his sister could live. So we could talk about this quite a lot, sacrifice. It's not what we keep in life, but what we share that really matters. Not what we have, but what we spare. Not what we clasp, but what we lose. Not what we hide, but what we use. Father Ross Jones of Riverview College here in Sydney tells the story of American Jesuit missionary Father Carl Horseman, who was used to work in the Philippines during World War II. And Father Horseman was taken prisoner of war by the Japanese, put into a camp. And as the war was ending, there was a group of him and about 500 other POWs and were loaded into a ship, into the hold of a transport ship to be taken away. The tragedy of this was that they were forgotten about, and this ship down below came a floating hell. And the POWs, the prisoners of war, got two spoonfuls of rice every third day, and that's all they had. But Father Horseman gave away his rice without hesitation to his fellow inmates there until he died himself of starvation and exposure. And they just dropped his body along with others who died over the side of the ship. So there he was. Even this man, a priest, a man of God, had sacrificed his life for others. Hudson Taylor, he was a missionary to China, and he had a desire to spread the gospel in China. And he made many sacrifices. But the historian who was telling the story about Hudson Taylor said no other missionary in the 19th century since the Apostle Paul has had a wider vision and carried out a more systemized plan of evangelizing a broad geographical area than Hudson Taylor, a man who made sacrifice. Well, Lord, there are many more. We thank you for those great heroes who give their lives for others. We thank you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.